The agenda is, meeting is called to order. Roll call.
President Dahl, Vice President Hogal.
Here.
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 If you'd join me with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, we have public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on all on items not on the agenda. Public comment.
Good evening, Vice President Bookout, board members. My name is Mark Wampler, Oceano resident. As I look through the minutes, and actually for the past several months, it has been quite a concern among certain board members, such as yourself and Director Hill, that public comment and also director's comment be returned to this board. And I think it's a good idea. I think it's well worth revisiting. And for quite some time, I know that you've requested that to be become an agenda item. This might be a good opportunity to put that on as far as a board action item for a straight up and down vote to change the rules of order if that's what needs to happen. I believe that the community out here would like to see public comment, director's comment at both ends of the meeting.
Mark, I like what you had to say. Review and approval of minutes.
Move the minutes be accepted as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
You have to ask for public
comment. Oh, any public comment. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I'm new at this.
I won't tell you how to run your meeting.
Well, I need help from you, so.
Well, if you want me to tell you, I will.
Please.
Almost got that one slipped away from me almost
did.
There. Yes, very last item. Very important item. I wasn't here last meeting, and when I came across this, I thought it definitely deserved some attention. Over $322,000 of CDBG block grant funds were given to the district. I think that is awesome. However, the reasons for the use of that money, I have some serious questions about. And I really would like to have some explanation. I believe that the community deserves the explanation. It seems to me that sewer maintenance is something that should happen as far as percentage of our rate bills. I've got some questions about why CDBG grant funds are being used for maintenance on our sewers. We need a park. Okay, now we know that for the last 10 years, CDBG grant funds have been given to an empty building up here. And I don't need to talk about what I think about the empty building up there. But that, in other words, that's 10 years worth of CDBG grant funds that could have gone to, guess what, possibly maintaining our sewers, maintaining our street station, our supervisor. And all you have to do is connect the dots. We have a nonprofit with no accountability, privately held records. If anybody was on the take, that's the place to take it. All you have to do is connect the dots. And there we go, 10 years worth of minus missing CDBG grant funds. And I would like to call upon our general manager at this point, with your permission, to explain what the reasoning is behind the use of these CDBG grant funds. Thank you.
Mitch, could you maybe give an explanation?
Yes. This is not maintenance of the sewer infrastructure. This is replacement of parts of the sewer infrastructure. There are parts of our sewer infrastructure that have sags in them, and this will help us to replace those sections that are sagging, which obviously are leaching into the ground. So that it's not for maintenance; it's for replacement of sewer lines that have sag.
Okay. And just as a follow-up, what percentage of our bill actually goes towards maintenance? Can you parcel that out a little bit? I mean, if we pay $15 or whatever amount, what part of that is set aside for maintenance? Or is that something that that's not in the equation at this point?
Well, I don't have that. I mean, for example, on tonight's agenda, we have a an item that could cost upwards to $100,000, and we have to clean the sewer lines every 2 years. It's required by statute, and it's on the agenda. So there's $100,000 there.
It would be good for us to know. And, of course, we have new construction and new people moving into the area. It might be helpful to get to know that information. Okay, thank you very much.
Any more comments on the minutes?
Call a question.
Question? So I'm calling.
All in favor.
Say all in the favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Close. Reports of district department heads.
No.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Commander, I was taking Commander Basti out of order. My deep apologies, Commander Basti.
That's right, Mr. Vice President.
This is my first time.
That's right. You're doing very well. And I could be a director for you if you wanted.
Okay. So. I might need your help, so if you could stay till the end, we'd appreciate it. Commander Basti, Sheriff South Station, what's
good evening,
happening out there?
Board members, staff, and members of the public, Martin Basti, Sheriff's Department. I'd like to stay and visit, but I'm going to a meeting right after this. It started at 6:30 in San Luis for our torch run. That's coming up on June 13th. And we'll be running through South County, taking the torch for Special Olympics and doing our fundraising. Last year, we raised $75,000 with the law enforcement agency. So this is our month. Last week, we participated in their area meet up at Cuesta College. All the law enforcement agencies were up there as well. So the only thing of significance is, once again, the school over the to spend the funds. So we have some leads. If anybody has any information, they can certainly call Crime Stoppers or call our office. We have tracked that down. This is about the third time. Pretty significant amount. And it occurred the weekend of the first, so it was over the last part of the spring recess or break. And lastly, on Wednesday, if anybody's interested, this year, the every year, the third week in May is dedicated as a law enforcement memorial where we pay tribute to those officers who lost their lives in their communities, given the ultimate sacrifice. On that Wednesday, it is down in South County this year, so the memorial service will be at the pier, hosted by Pismo Beach Police Department, 9 o'clock on Wednesday the 17th. The public is invited. If you'd like to come out, if you've not seen the ceremony, it's quite moving. Last year was in Paso, the year before it was in San Luis, so it's down in South County. It's a good opportunity for anybody to go by. Other than that, things are running smooth. No issues. We're waiting for the budget finalization. Of course, that's coming up in June as well. It looks like we will be adding some positions. And as soon as that gets finalized and approved, I'll let you know, because that will increase our staff down here, which is important as the population increases. With that, any questions, comments, observations? And I did get good report from the last meeting when we shared the tsunami. We'd have a few people come in and were relieved that they were not within the zone, but that was a little bit understanding. And, of course, the educational value, like they've done with Diablo, will be forthcoming so that everybody can be aware, especially in the area we live in. So, okay?
I appreciate you. I want to mention the last tsunami warning that we had here. I was barred.
The Office of Emergency Services through the county is doing a great job of doing some pre-planning, so very fortunate with that.
We appreciate the leadership you've taken on that too, the full participation in the planning and getting that going and bringing it to a useful product that'll benefit the citizens of the community and the whole coastal area.
And that's important. I mean, the earthquakes, I mean, we live in, you know, a fire zone, earthquakes, floods, dams, etc. We need to be prepared. And the more that we can get that information out and you can better prepare yourself individually, we won't end up like New Orleans with some of the problems that they had with not being prepared. So education, I think we're way ahead of the curve, so that's great. Anyway, with that, can I be excused, sir?
Thank you very much.
I'd like
much.
To help you out the rest of the meeting, but I do have the other commitment?
We'll be thinking of you.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Reports of our administrative assistant. Any questions from the directors? Any questions from the public? Utility operations supervisor, fire chief, any questions? Public?
Received and filed.
Received and filed. Okay, our fire items. Safe and Sane Fireworks, review of applications submitted for participation in the 2006 Safe and Sane Fireworks Program.
Did we skip six?
Did I skip? No,
that was
no got six.
That was six. We just did that.
We did six, we're on seven. We spent. Attached are the application forms submitted by the fire participants in the 2006 Fireworks Program. Mitch, would you like to go on from there a little bit about what we have?
In the past, we have just asked for this, and this year I promised I would bring it back to the board for the board to review the applications themselves prior to the actual commencement of the program itself. So I have attached the five applications and the explanations as to how the individual organizations plan on spending their money.
May I, Mr. President?
Please.
From the CHB 745 Squad Club, in their little letter, they say they would be willing, as in the past, to make a donation to the district to be used towards the youth of your community. The way I kind of read that is that we've had to ask for a donation from them. I don't remember.
Actually, when they have done that, I've suggested that they either give the money to, the reason why is because the district cannot accept money without going through a formal process. I've suggested they either give it to the, and I don't know where it's gone, but I've suggested they give it either to the Senior Center Boys and Girls Club, some ongoing operation within the community. But
I mean, I know the district shouldn't receive it, but I would hope that perhaps this year, you know, when we approve this, we might tell them that we would expect them to make some sort of donation and maybe list the four or five possibilities, and then we would know that, in fact, that was done. The Church of God of Prophecy. Is he new this year?
No, he was new last year.
And then, well, we know what the firefighters do with their money. They've spelled it all out. The other two organizations, it's a little vague, but I know in the past that they've given money.
Any other directors' comments? Public comments?
It was nice to see my friend Greg Noe, the pastor of the Church of God of Prophecy, getting into fundraising. I've got a chance to meet this man, and he operates a very well-run recovery program. I've attended a couple of those meetings. I highly support what he does. I am disappointed, though, that the county planning is giving him a real hassle on his addition over there. And I'm making this a matter of public statement that I would like to see planning get their act together and let them add on to that building. Okay,
Mark, this
thank you very much.
Pertain to
point of
that.
Order.
With that, no more public comment. Mitch, do we this is kind of more or less received and filed?
Well, what I so far I have direction to send a letter to the California Highway Patrol requesting that they provide a donation and list the different organizations within the community, and that's the only direction I have so far. Otherwise, just approve.
No
receive, receive and file the application. Jeff.
Okay. And then receive it and filed.
We don't need to approve those applications?
No, you never have in the past. You've approved the program. You've approved the five
funds. Continual disclosure of the emergency declared by the Board of Directors concerning the cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines. Any board discussion?
Mr. President, I'll move that we continue the action that we took following the earthquake to determine that the emergency continues.
Second.
Is there any public comment? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. What's the name of that tune?
All That Jazz.
I don't know.
All That Jazz. That is a good one. I like that. I'll wait till it gets done here.
I just ignore them.
I like that tune. Yeah, get that one. Okay. Item B, utility items. Cleaning of district sewer lines. Consideration of the general manager's recommendation to approve the bid specification to clean the district sewer lines and schedule the bid opening for June 6, 2006 at 2 p.m. in the district office. Board discussion.
As Mitch pointed out earlier, this is something that we're mandated to do every 2 years.
That's good. It was also approved in the last year's budget, the 2005-2006. The money is in the budget.
Mm-hmm. And it's around $100,000 to do this.
That's the engineer's estimate,
right?
Anything to do with the CDBG grant funds then?
No, this keeps our lines clean in Oceano.
Oh, okay. Sewer. Okay. So, thanks.
Is this the one we use the pigger on, the pig?
Yes.
Okay. Looking for a motion if there's no other public comment.
I have just one question. I noticed that there's a mobilization and demobilization on there. Is that really customary and or necessary?
Yes, because I don't believe there's anyone who does this, and Phil would probably be able to answer this question better than I can, but I don't think there's anyone local that does this. I think they all come from the valley somewhere.
Okay. In that case, then, I would move that we approve the bid specifications for cleaning the district sewer lines and authorize staff to distribute the specifications as widely as possible. Set a bid opening date for June 6, 2006 at 2 p.m. in the district offices.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Voice vote?
Yes, you can do a voice vote.
Okay. Jeannie, you want to call?
Did you do public comment?
I did public comment okay. At the beginning.
Okay.
Just call for the question.
Yeah, call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, administrative items, none. Reports of district representatives. Berndahl, not here. Vice President Bookout, myself, here I am. Okay, Parks and Recreation. Tomorrow we are having a meeting at the school. I believe it's room 6. Room 6 in Oceano for Parks and Recreation for a park here in Oceano. We're going to be looking at a site on the school. We're going to be looking in the community for a site. We'll be at the school. We'll be taking off from the school to look at other sites. It's at 9:30. We'd like to see an attendance. We need a park here in Oceano. We need one on the east side of Oceano. The county has come up with a Oceano Parks and Trails study, and they've given quite a few sites here for a potential park. As you know, I'm very much in favor of a park here in Oceano. A couple meetings back in our, I read through the minutes, and it kind of stated my concern about park right and wrong. But then the next meeting, it was on the April 6th, it said Director Bookout expressed concern that a park on the school site would be short-lived. He wanted some assurance that when a park was constructed, that it would be permanent. It's a great concern of mine that when we put a park here in Oceano, it's going to be here for the next 100, 200 years. If we go to a site, and why I would like to have public's attendance at this meeting tomorrow and review with us at the school is we want to make sure that we can have a park that's going to be here for 50 to 100 years. We want a long-lasting park for our community. The Parks and Recreation Study does have other sites on there. I talked to Mitch today and asked him to find out what properties we as OCSD own here in Oceano. A gentleman brought in a paper to me, and it shows OCSD owning some property on Front Street where these eucalyptus trees are, up on the other side of the depot next to a house. And it shows us having this. That might even be a potential for a park, but we can maybe look at that tomorrow. I'm sure we'll take a crosswalk. But is that our property, Mitch?
If it's the depot property, it has to be used for the depot. If it's not used for the depot, it gets reverted back to the county. There's a deed restriction on it.
It's not the property that the depot's on. It's the eucalyptus grove right to the north of that.
But I believe it's part of the part of that piece of that parcel. It's part of the deed restriction that goes with it.
Is it owned by OCSD or the?
It's owned by OCSD, but it in other words, if it's not used as part of the depot, then it reverts back to the county.
So the house between there and the depot is privately owned.
The house, isn't that the one?
The residence that is still privately owned.
Yeah.
The other two residents belong to the depot.
So I went to look at this here a little bit better. We have the property right here that OCSD owns. Are you talking this little shape here that's privately owned? And then OCSD owns this portion over here?
Bill, when you're looking at the depot, if you're looking at the depot right now, the first two houses the depot owns. The third house down there, closer to the bridge, is privately owned. And then the depot has the on the other side of there. But that's no way big enough for a park in there.
Okay.
I mean, you get killed trying to get in and out of there.
Well, you know, this was never brought to my attention. So having this come to my attention, I would like to, when we're talking about parks and recreation tomorrow, further look into this and look at other options. You know, maybe we could team up with a depot. Possibly to do a park, depot, train, something, and also look at our deed and restrictions with the railroad property there. Gentleman talked to me. He'd like to see a community garden there where the community of Oceano could come in, plant their vegetables, everyone take care of it, and in the same breath, he said park too. So with that, I'll hold off on questions for that. That's it for me. Dave?
I have a question about the parks. This keeps coming up about the parks, and I just wondered, do you have any ideas on how we're going to fund the park?
We're going to be talking about that at our meeting tomorrow. It's, if I have the paper right in front of me here, that's still to be talked. We're going to hopefully get some funds from the county. Come to the meeting.
I don't think county doesn't usually give funds for maintenance. I don't think they give funds to build.
They'll let us build it. And from talking with Concho, not for maintenance.
Maintenance. So
not
that's
for maintenance. We used to have money in our parks and recreation, and we spent money building a fence down the street here. I remember that. That was way before I was a director, and there used to be money there. Now. The money's been taken away from parks and recreation, utilized in other areas. But our population's growing. Our people are coming into Oceano. We need a park on the east side of town. And if we look out for the future of our community today, what a difference there'll be for tomorrow.
I'm not quarreling with you about that. I was just pointing out that you can't get money usually for maintenance. You can get money to help build something generally.
Oh.
But you have to have maintenance, and where does the money that goes into park and rec come from?
Yeah.
It comes out of the one amount of money that we have that we run the fire department with.
And the street
lights. And the street lights.
Yeah.
I mean, it really comes out of the fire money, basically.
Well, talking with Mitch, you know, and Mitch has brought up, you know, at our meetings that right now we're trying to get county help to get to put a park together. And once we get the park together, we'll find a way to keep the park going. Yeah, we will have to do maintenance. You know, we just raised the water rates. You know, we've got issues. We got more money coming
in. You can't use the water rate money for that.
Well, I know that. But, okay. I mean, we have a lot of money coming in. We have more tax dollars.
Okay.
I'm sure we can think about our citizens for a while.
I'm not saying that we can't, Bill.
Good.
Part of our fire committee meeting last night was we were talking about some of our trucks, you know, run their lifespan, like 6193 is pushing 20 years old. And there's not enough money in the fire department to replace that engine right now. All the money that was spent on parks in the previous years was taken from the fire budget. The fire department, since they went full-time and so forth, they have no extra money. In fact, if we're going to start scrounging for some money, it's going to need to go to the fire department for a replacement of apparatus. And, you know, you should know that going into all this meetings and what have you with the park, there is no money there, and it's not going to magically appear if the county builds us a park or of a park, some private developer builds us a park. There is no money in our budget in our war chest to maintain a park.
The county does collect development funds. They have what's called Quimby fees and that sort of thing that they can that they collect throughout the county, and that they use it to upgrade and maintain the park that's on the west side of the railroad track and Highway 1. And there's probably a disproportionate benefit, in my view, to the west side of Highway 1 versus the center of town. And I'd like to see whether, you know, there could be some trading, or as those funds accumulate with the county, that perhaps the money could be spent on park areas on, you know, the heart of town, such that everyone has access to open space recreation. We need ballparks. We need things like that kids can play, that families can get together, have a barbecue, something like that. And the opportunity does exist on the other side of Highway 1 and the railroad tracks, but on this side of town, there's basically no facility that permits that. And as long as the county is collecting these funds ongoing, I would hope that, you know, eventually the idea of a park on the east side of town could become a practical thing to do. And perhaps, I know we had the meeting, I was unable to attend, about the airport and the impact of the airport on the community, but it seems to me that from the vast majority of the people in the community, that a park is something that just about everybody in the community would use, while the airport is something that only a very limited number of people would use. And perhaps someday it might come to pass that perhaps different uses for that airport property might be discussed. Maybe that could be developed for some commercial benefit, and the funds that would obtain from that could be used for a park. We might hopefully be able to partnership with the CMR School District, or, you know, other entities to try to, because they have parcels of land. We have parcels of land, such as that one, Barbara, you mentioned. And I think you're exactly correct with the bridge approach there. That's that parcel may seem not to have much use, certainly for a park, but it may have some commercial use, or some use that the county might be able to put some use on that property and trade for a better parcel that would be more useful for a park. So
I kind of think that if the county puts in a park and it's their park, they then tend to pay the upkeep. It's theirs. But if we do like Bill had suggested in the past, he wants us to own it to be our park, then we're stuck with the maintenance.
Well, you know, making a county park is good, but the county spent a considerable amount of money doing this Oceano Community Parks and Trails study.
That's how many years old, too?
Well, yeah. There are a few pictures in here that are up to date. Not many, but there are a few. But it does give hope to our citizens. And, you know, here in Oceano, we're on limited incomes. I mean, a lot of us can't, you know, we're here and we're surviving, and having a park on this side, maybe the county could pay for everything.
If it's their park, I think they probably would.
I'm willing to let them.
But what I want is a park for... I've heard you sit here and say, we want to own it, we want it to be our park. When they talked about maybe putting it on the school ground, you weren't very... The last time we talked...
That's why we're having a meeting there tomorrow. Okay. So we can see exactly where we can... If there's a spot we can put it on the school ground, I'm all for it. Let's do it tomorrow. So hopefully you'll be there.
No.
No?
I can't.
No? Okay.
I have to work for a living.
Any public comment?
I don't know if you're finished with the director's report.
On the park.
On the park, okay. Well, Dave was talking about the lack of fire department funds. I believe the county still has yet, correct me if I'm wrong, still has not surrendered startup fees. They have not collected for about a year now. Don't those fees go to the fire department? Well, that's a year's worth of fees that obviously that's suffering on the part of the fire department. But I concur with Bill. I think that we should push ahead. And there again, I don't know what CDBG grant funds are for, $322,000. I don't know. What's going on with this? And maybe I'm pounding a little hard on that, but 10 years of it's sitting up there on an empty building. Okay? So from now on, let's look at those funds. And there again, I still would like to see a little readout on maintenance from the sewer in our rates, because if those funds are there, I would sure like to see those CDBG grant funds go for a park. And I'd like to see some numbers on that. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Point of clarification, please. Clarification. If you've been awarded the money for sewers,
right,
you would just have to reject that and then put in another application asking for it to be awarded to you for something else?
Is that correct? That is correct. Well, as far as this goes, yes. We put in applications for about four different things, and we were awarded one. If we didn't use this money to repair our sewer lines, then we would have to reject the money, and it would go to somebody else.
Yeah, in other words, when they give you a pot of money, you just can't, at that point, then to decide what you're going to do with it.
But you
it's
know,
when you applied.
You brought up a good question. Where do we apply for money for parks, for when we do a park? I mean, do we go with the CBG funds? Is that primarily where we'd get money for a park? I mean, could we get it from pulling it from another entity here in Oceano?
Well, I'm sorry, what do you mean?
For parks and recreation here in Oceano.
Another entity? I'm sorry.
I mean, well, we can't pull from the water department, but is there funds, is there grants out there to develop parks and keep them maintained? Have you looked into that?
Well, we applied for money for the alleys. We applied for money for the sewer. I didn't apply for any parks and recreation money because there's already probably as much park and recreation money that has been allocated to this district that this district's going to get, or this area is going to get. Community center applied for, I can't remember, $68,000, $75,000, I can't remember the number, but they were not funded in this last go-around. So I didn't put in an application for that. One of the things as far as community block grant development funds go is that you have to be ready to spend the money. This is not one of those things where they give you the grant and they let you put it in the bank for a couple years, and if you don't spend it in a 12-month period of time, they take it away from you. So it has to be utilized within a very short period of time. So if we had a park ready to go, we had a site, we had set, we had everything lined out, and we applied for the grant, we'd have a chance possibly to get money from community block grant money. We could also apply to the state, and we could apply anywhere, anyone who gives grants. But if we weren't ready to go, like at this particular time, where the idea of a park is a concept, not a ready to move forward reality, then where we are is that we would most likely be not successful in a grant application for the development of a park because we're not ready to move.
Okay. So ultimately, once we have a location, we can start applying for the grants.
Once we have a location and, you know, what we want to do with it, then, you know, I mean, it has to be a lot more than just, you know, we want to turn this block into a park. We want to know, you know, what kind of park. You know, we need to have some basic concepts down, you know, locked down, not just, you know, floating around ideas. Because any grant application that you receive
is site.
Pardon?
It's site specific, right?
Yeah, well, but it's also, you know, whoever gives you grant money from almost any area, they want the money spent. This is not one of these things where they're trying to build up someone's bank account. If you have money through a grant, they want that money spent. They don't want it just reserved until you get another pile of money, you know. They don't want you to be able to take their $100,000 grant and wait till you get another $100,000 and another $100,000 from another place. They want to make sure that you're ready to go if you're going to be a successful applicant in a grant application.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things that a lot of times people don't understand about when you're applying for CDBG funds or maybe even just grants, sometimes you have to apply 2 or 3 years in a row for the same thing. So I remember in the Boys and Girls Club, there was a board member who said, oh, we don't want to do not apply right now because the community center is going to apply. And we, you know, two things, and other board members were saying, no, you apply. You know, you're not going to get it this year, but you apply anyway. You keep applying so that you're online. You know, it's like you get online, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to do that. But you also have to have, like Mitch said, a site. You know that. Is secured for this. You know, it's not easy.
And going back to what I said earlier, if you got a park built, you would still have to have funding to maintain it, and you could not count on grant money every year to maintain it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Jim was saying, his scenario is more like more like being active in asking the county to build a park on this side of town and maintain it. Let the county, you know, they're in the parks business and they have monies for parks, like Jim pointed out.
Yeah. I would prefer that, you know, the county pays for the park 100%, but it's important that we have a park on the east side of town. There's avenues, there's options. Obtaining the property right now for a park is the future for our kids in Oceano. You know, we should be able to obtain some grants. Just to finish up with this, I would like to see anyone that's in the audience, directors, come to the meeting tomorrow. Jim brought up a great point about the airport and the future possibilities of the airport. That's all for me. Dave?
Okay. We're up to 262 calls from the fire department. The training facility that we talked about last two weeks ago, John Bova brought back some information. He talked to the county about constructing a training site in here in the water yard by Well 8, and the county told him that because it was portable or temporary, that we would not need a permit for it. So that's going forward. Mike reported to us that the cost recovery billing is now in place. That's where we're going to be billing people's insurance companies for accidents for the at-fault party. So we just we're online, ready to go with them. Mike also reported that they've gotten everything out of the old fire station. But there seems to be some question on whether they want to set up the machine that fills the air bottles. They may want to bring it up here. They're looking into seeing if they have enough room to put it up here. Just be more convenient for everybody if it was up here. And then we talked about the replacement of 6193, which I brought up earlier. And Mitch was gonna go through the budget figures and see if, you know, if there's any excess money that we can sock away for a new apparatus or the possibility of possibly financing this engine. Normally, this district doesn't finance their vehicles. They never have, but like I indicated, our finances are getting low in the fire department, and so we may have to resort to doing some long-term financing on some of the apparatus. But they're going to look into that and bring it back to us. And then there was some talk about a mitigation plan, and I asked Mitch if he could kind of give the report on it.
Ever since Hurricane Katrina, the federal governor's required hazard mitigation plan be prepared by each agency. A hazard mitigation plan basically does several things for you. One is if you have the plan in place, you are eligible for FEMA money if you have a disaster, and also you're eligible for FEMA money to prevent a disaster. As you're probably aware, after the earthquake that we had here, we applied for a grant to retrofit our million-gallon tank, to seismic retrofit the tank. We weren't successful in that application, but this is the kind of plan that would allow, you know, will allow grant money to flow to the district for hazardous mitigation. The preparation of the hazardous mitigation plan is funded 75% through grants, and we're trying to see at this particular time if we can partner with someone else to do the plan. Otherwise, we'll be doing a PISMO's. They're pretty well done with theirs because they have CDF and they're doing their own, and we're trying to, as I said, see if we can find a partner or we'll do our own. But it's something that it's not required, but I mean you're it's kind of like an insurance policy, because if anything were to happen and you don't have this plan in place, you would not be eligible for any kind of federal assistance. Also, you wouldn't be available for the upfront money to mitigate some obvious hazards. Part of this came about by some communities year after year apply to fix the same thing. You know, they get it blown away every year, and they go back to FEMA and get it fixed, and then the next storm season comes about, and they get it blown away again. And so, you know, FEMA's, I guess, getting a little smarter, and they say, well, why don't you fix it right once, and we don't have to keep doing this. So that's part of what we're doing.
And then the last item is on the consolidation. The managers met and basically pretty much just talked about dispatch, unless you have something to add to that.
We also directed the fire chiefs to come back to us with by the 31st of May with a joint training schedule.
Right. And that would be about do it for fire.
Pat, I'm pleased to hear that we're doing joint training with the other departments. That's in everyone's benefit. Also pleased to hear about talking about joint dispatch for the fire departments and unique dispatch for the fire departments rather than sharing with law enforcement. So those are topics that need to be discussed among the communities and hopefully will result in some positive results that will benefit the citizens of all the communities. A couple of questions regarding replacement of 6193. I know we have restricted reserve funds for certain replacements. There's obviously restricted reserves means that they're restricted to certain uses, but I'm wondering if we can perhaps look at those restrictions and see maximize the amount of those funds that could be used for apparatus replacement. Another thing, as long as we're talking about potential funding for the fire department, the situation is of the fire department has changed pretty dramatically with the other jurisdictions first going to full-time staffing and then our own department going to full-time staffing. I'm wondering if we might make the case to the county that a couple more points on property tax is something that they should look at, as you know, revisit the issue, considering that the climate has changed significantly since those arrangements were originally made, and see if we can work on getting perhaps a little bit more of the property tax revenues that we could use on the fire department.
I think that's a legitimate request, and well, the way to go about that would be have the general manager look into it. Is that what you recommend?
If I could, I think it's a lot of fun, but San Simeon, Cayucas, and I can't remember, the third district has already tried this in the last 6 months, and they've been denied.
Are they in the same situation
they don't have enough money.
I understand that.
I'm just saying that this is not, I mean, I understand your concept, and I appreciate where you're going with it. The county's position has been pretty tough on this. I mean, they have not seen fit to even consider it, you know.
But I would think that we would need to, though, at least ask. Yeah. I mean, all they can do is say no, but I mean.
I'd like to see us put together a good case, recognizing that we're pretty much forced by the whole local area going to full-time staffing. I think there's that again, the situation has changed overall, and I don't know that the other communities have the same demographics and the same issues that they're facing that we do.
I'm not suggesting I certainly wouldn't try. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just letting you know that there is some history here.
I appreciate it's not a slam dunk, that we're going to have to make a good case and present it carefully and do the best we can to try to advocate the position. But I would like to see that we, put the case together and try to approach them.
You know, I like this, and something we have in our favor that they don't have, Mitch, we have you, general manager. So having you, I think you can do it. They don't have you, so.
Well, thank you, I think.
No, it's a compliment. So you've pulled off a few things in the past, so, and the community has benefited from it. So let's see if we can get this one for us.
Well, one of the things, I'm just as an aside, I lost at the state level, I lost the position that the special district should receive the same proportion of bed tax and sales tax as we receive property tax, the same percentage. Like we've received 6% of the 1%, we should receive a proportion of that. Couldn't even find an author for it. And one of the problems is that, not, I don't know if not a problem, but one of the situations is that the counties, the cities, and the special districts have married together to protect the three entities against the state in ERAF. And any division that is created that way, obviously, if we start taking money away from counties, then, the counties would certainly say, well, wait a minute, we're not going to, because we're not the only special district. Oceano is not the only special district. So there was some concern about that there would be a schism between a pretty strong front. And, we got Prop 1A through, which is supposed to stop ERAF from ever happening again, and even a payback of some of the ERAF funds in upcoming years. But anyway, that one thing was tried. I tried that as part of the legislative committee of the special districts, and I was not successful in getting that done. That's not to say I won't go back and try again, but I think we have infrastructure also. I mean, the idea of bed tax, the idea of sales tax and things like that is to pay for the infrastructure for the citizens who aren't here. I mean, if you have a community like Pismo Beach of 15,000 that swells to 150,000, obviously there's not 150,000 people paying property tax in the city of Pismo Beach. The bed tax supplements that to be able to pay for fire and police and sewer and water and all this other. But we have infrastructure also. We have a fire, and we also have sewer and water lines and trash collection and things that we have to maintain. So, you know, there is some nexus there. But as I said, the county now collects the money, and obviously the county, you know, even Proposition 13 makes the creation of cities revenue neutral. The county does not lose any money when a new city is formed. The same revenue source goes to the city. The new revenue goes to the county. The new revenue source goes to the city.
With that being said, it's kind of pretty much understandable that Oceano probably will never be a city. But with that, hopefully the county will be generous and help improve our community in the future.
Well, that you mentioned the impact of tourists in the area, of course. The tourists don't all go to Pismo Beach. Many, many tourists come down to the dunes here, and they enjoy the beaches at Oceano. We have one of the greatest beaches in the world here, and it's world-renowned. Still, the impact of all of those visitors is felt more acutely, I think, by this community than other communities, even that have state parks. And I would hope, again, that since the state charges admission for all of the people that go down on the beach, that whether the fee could be raised or some way designed such that, since our fire department is responding on the beach and helping out with emergency response there, and the undeniable impact on our community of the influx of people, that some way would be found to generate a revenue stream from that means, from the people going onto the beach that comes back to Oceano. So to help with our fire department, to help with our infrastructure, because our infrastructure here does support those people. And there's fundamentally, we don't get the bed tax, as you mentioned, we don't get the sales tax, and it isn't fair that the citizens here subsidize the people that come from out of the area to the beach. And we need to find a way to generate a revenue stream from those people that would directly benefit the community here and the infrastructure that does go to support them, such that they can enjoy their time here.
I agree. Barbara?
Okay. The sanitation district we met, still not on the agenda, the vote for the Zone 1-1A. Still not on there. Asked again that it be on the agenda so that we can vote. I will not be at the next meeting, so Vern will. I'm going to be out of town, so Vern will have to sit in for me. Special meetings.
Do you ever ask him why they meet?
I sit right in this spot, David, and I look right at him, and I say, why is it on there? And legal counsel sits and shakes his head. Yes, it should be there, and it's not there. But I'll call and remind this week to be sure that it gets on, because they have to have a vote.
What are they looking at money-wise, the impact to the sewer department for Zone 1-1A?
The sewer department or the sanitation?
Sanitation.
It was on one of those flyers. It's, well, if it's spread out with everybody, all the, every single person that is a member of the, you know, who flushes, it's like 50 cents a year.
Per person. That's not bad.
Per resident. It's, but there's so many. I mean, you know, it's interesting dollars. The one thing I think we talked about this last meeting, it does really upset me, though, about how much of the money that they collect will be used for the liability insurance. The money that they're going to collect from everybody, that isn't all going to go to cleaning that creek. What's the amount that they're going to spend for the liability insurance? Do you remember? That additional liability that they want?
It was in close to 100,000, if I recall. It was a substantial number, but also recall that the State Department of Water Resources had something like $200,000.
Well, I don't want the state to get it, but what I'm saying, it just kind of irritates me that, you know, the people, you know, you think you're paying X dollars as a homeowner, those are the people that are down there, like you. See, I'm not in that zone. But you're paying X dollars a year, and you think, oh, golly, that's going to go to cleaning that creek. Well, at a meeting, we were out of here in 27 minutes, so it was not much. That was really the big thing we talked about. LAFCO's meeting for this month in June is canceled, but LAFCO did receive, we just finished the City of San Luis Obispo Sphere of Influence update, you know, like when we did the update for the special districts. Well, we finished the City of San Luis Obispo, and we've been awarded an award for excellent for outstanding planning. So that was kind of a prestigious award that LAFCO won for that. So they do a good job, and I think I have also mentioned that our rates contribution to LAFCO does go up this year. I don't remember how much, but it went up somewhat. And there is, like I said, there is no meeting in May, but there will be one in June. And I would like to invite you, Mr. Bookout, to come to that meeting.
In June?
Yes. I just would like you to sit there and watch it.
I will come.
Okay.
Is there any public comment on the director's reports?
Yes. I'd like to request a point of order, Bill, regarding your reports. Usually you have a report for the advisory council. I noticed there wasn't any. Do you have anything that you would report about that?
I was in Sacramento at a CSDA conference at the time, so I wasn't present at that.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll reserve my... I'll have to ask you next time, then.
Were you at the meeting?
Yes, I was.
Okay. You noticed I wasn't there then.
It seems to me that, from what I gather, that all the state parks, if they were to give just a sliver of benefit to local communities, one place, they'd have to do it to every single local community where a state park exists. And so it would have to be a precedent-setting kind of a thing to, you know, but, you know, that's what we got. We got to lobby. We have to put the pressure on and make a case. So it has to go a whole lot higher, you know.
I think we all know, or, you know, I think it's a general feeling by anybody around here that the people that come to go down on the beach, if they had to pay another 50 cents or another dollar, they're not going to care. I mean, the amount of money they've spent to come here and the cost of their toys are so big, they would have no problem collecting it from them. But again, as Mark mentioned, their fear, they being the state, is in that every place there's a park that the community that people drive through to get through is going to ask for some kind of fee. And that seems to what they told us, the reason that they were afraid of it. Now, if you can ever get a couple of representatives that are not either running for election or in budgets or whatever they do up there to really sit down and talk to you about it, rather than have their aides talk to you, and the aide changes every year, you know, maybe you can get something done. But I, you know, we spend your money and go up there and lobby them. Lobby them here, lobby them there, lobby them everywhere, and it still doesn't seem to move at all. It's too bad we couldn't just see if they'd give us some money.
Item 11, board members' items for discussion. Is there any discussion at this point?
Oh, I have my regular question. What have we heard about the audit from the community center?
I had a discussion with the executive director in the last probably 7 days concerning that.
And?
I don't have an audit to give you.
And they're due to open soon, aren't they? June 9th is the opening?
Yeah, that's the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
I share Barbara's interest and concern in that, of course. The I would like to say that Mother's Day is coming up. I'd like to congratulate all of the moms and the board, the staff, and the community. Thank you all. Where would we be without moms? Glad that we set aside a special day for all the moms.
I have one item. It's not really it's kind of more of a clarification. Maybe Mitch or maybe Jim, because he sat on Zone 1A there for a while. I realize Vern sits on it now, but the number I remember was $125,000 for insurance. But the question I have is, who's going to administrate the actual work in the creek? I thought that it was the county, and I was corrected in saying no, it wasn't the county. And this insurance thing comes.
District probably being the lead agent, if you would, and county probably County Public Works. So I believe there would be a joint effort between those organizations. The Resource Conservation District, which is Linda Chipping and Julie Thomas, and their organization has arranged so far this year to. They got the goats in. They've arranged with the California Conservation Corps to come in and clean out the brush and growth that has been cleaned out and the work that has been done to date this year. So they have some good experience, and they've done good work administering that so far.
So they would actually be the body who collected the taxes? Or I'm sure the taxes would be collected by the county. But
I believe that would be collected by the county.
But then right. The county would turn these taxes over to this group, and then they would be the ones who wrote the checks for any repairs that were going on in the dam? I mean, in the creek? I
don't think so.
My understanding is that they would, that the Resource Conservation District is the one that's being looked at as, and you know, my information may be a little bit out of date, but they were the ones that were proposed to be the lead agent who would arrange most of the work.
I guess I'm just, whose bank account's that money going to be sitting in? Is it going to be sitting in the county?
I believe it'd be sitting in the county until it's necessary. The county would collect the money.
Yeah, the county will collect it, but who's going to?
And they would. The county then would administer it.
Well, then that goes back to the you know, it seems like we're saying, hey, you guys are incompetent at one task here, but we're going to give you this other task. I'm really fogged on the whole thing. I've asked other people questions that, you know, and I haven't really had a satisfactory answer.
When Vern comes back, he may have because he's been at the last two or three meetings, he may have a better update on what the administrative status of that is. I don't think that we've had any problem of saying that anybody was incompetent running the Zone 3. I think there's a structural deficiency in the administration of it such that the people who pay the bill effectively have no say over how the money's being spent. But your point is well taken, that we have to be sure that that doesn't happen again, that we don't, you know, set up another non-responsive entity that would basically spend money and not get the job done.
Right.
I think the county in this case probably has a vested interest in seeing that work gets done for the budgeted amount, which is what they're asking for in the 2018 election.
Maybe that would be a question we could ask tomorrow night at the forum of
Supervisor
Sajjan and the other two people that are running, you know, so that then maybe we would get an answer.
Money that was in
that the citizens of Oceano paid for years after years they used to settle the lawsuit lawsuits.
And remember, they are self-insured, too, so they didn't take their money, now did it?
But they didn't use any of that money for the repairs.
No.
So we could probably find ourselves in the same situation again if the levy was to break this next year, if they collect money.
Well, they must have spent some money on repairs because the hole went away in the middle of the levy.
They didn't do anything to clean.
Right.
That's what I think is getting.
Absolutely.
I know in years past that the Feely and Taylor, they used to go down with their tractors and remove all the sedimentation, and there's a big pile of it still down here in Oceano from years past, and it's just a shame that you couldn't let the farmers do the maintenance. I'm sure they would have interest in doing that, seeing that they're going to be paying a lot of money in the future here. Moving on, consideration of warrants.
I move that we pay the bills.
Second.
I've looked through the warrants. I just have a question. We had a bill for Durazio Trucking Company. Was that to move material from the old firehouse, or was
no,
it?
Oh. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Directors, board members, items for discussion.
No,
we already did that. Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Adjournment.
No, wait a minute.
Wait. Hold on.
Written communications.
I almost made it. I almost made it.
Almost got to use your gavel.
I know. It's like this is.
Yeah, I'll make.
Do we have any written communications?
We do, and I think that our district is very fortunate to have Phil Davis as a member of our crew. We have a letter here from the American Water Works Association granting Phil lifetime membership in the association, which means that he's been a member for over 30 years. We have a card for him here. We received this the other day, and I really think that, you know, if you ask the other public works people in our communities around here, Phil really is the dean of the public works people. He's well-respected. People look up to him. Obviously, we all know that the service that he does for the citizens of our community, and once again, an outside organization has recognized one of our own, Phil, here with a life membership card for the American Water Works Association.
That's outstanding.
Is that card good at McDonald's? Or?
good question.
Yeah.